From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The president held another meeting on the economy with the Democratic leadership of Congress Wednesday at the White House. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid were back at the White House again today, the second time in as many days. This time they were discussing the economy with the president and specifically what can be done to boost job growth. The unemployment rate is heading to 10%, a perilous number for a party entering midterm election season. The Democrats are considering a number of options: extend unemployment benefits, expand the food stamp program, and tax credits for job creation. And tax credit has the benefit of being supported by Republicans as well as some Democrats. Republicans have been hammering the White House for failing to fix the economy with the stimulus package it passed earlier this year. The White House says without that package, things would have been worse, and many economists agree. But that's a difficult argument to make to voters who are out of work, particularly in an election year. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
House Republicans have again failed to strip New York Democrat Charles Rangel of his chairmanship of the House Ways and Means Committee. Rangel faces allegations of not reporting assets and income on congressional disclosure forms and failing to pay taxes on investment income. The House voted 246 to 153 to refer the matter to the House Ethics Committee. This year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry went to three scientists who studied the machinery for making proteins in living cells. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce has the story.
Venki Ramakrishnan works at the MRC Laboratory of Molecular Biology in Cambridge, England. When the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences called, he thought it was a practical joke.
You know, I said, well, you have a very good Swedish accent, but, you know, I have no idea who you are.
It was no joke. He'd won a Nobel Prize in chemistry for mapping the structure of the ribosome. Ribosomes are found in all living cells. They make proteins by following recipes that are encoded in DNA. Ramakrishnan shares the award with Ada Yonat at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel and Thomas Stites at Yale University. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Wild horse advocates are upset over a proposal to remove more than 10,000 horses and burros from public land in the West. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady has more.
The Department of the Interior wants to create new preserves on lush green land in the Midwest and East. Then the agency would move thousands of wild horses and burros that have a tough time surviving on more arid land in the West. But critics like Ginger Catherines of the Cloud Foundation say the proposal shows that federal land managers favor ranchers who pay to graze their cattle on public land. She says the government should reduce the number of cows, not wild horses. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 131 points. You're listening to NPR News. The FBI says dozens of people in the United States and Egypt have been indicted in connection with an alleged identity theft ring. An agency statement says the suspects use emails to direct victims to phony online bank accounts, obtain their personal data, then rob them. The FBI says more than 30 people were arrested Wednesday morning, mostly in Southern California, in Nevada, and North Carolina. Egyptian authorities have arrested dozens more. Commuters in Rio de Janeiro became so angry at delays on train lines that they set fire to several train cars. The line has been prone to several delays for years. Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires.
The city's commuter trains carry almost 1.5 million passengers each day. The main line from the city's north handles more than 100,000. Delays are common, but a breakdown on that northern line put some of the commuters over the edge. They began smashing railway equipment and then set fire to at least two of the train's coaches. Just days after Rio won the right to stage the 2016 Olympics, the incident highlights just how bad transportation in the city is. Besides unreliable public transit, Rio is famous for traffic jams that can last for hours. These are all problems the city has promised to fix before 2016, but many doubt whether the mammoth projects being proposed to ease congestion can be completed in time. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
There are no reports of damage or injury following strong earthquakes in the South Pacific near the Vanuatu archipelago. The quakes generated a small tsunami just over a week after a massive wave killed 178 people in the Samoas and Tonga. Again in stocks, the Dow Industrials up 131 points, the Nasdaq rose 35. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.